Damon, what do you make of the new defense and new coordinator?
He's a good dude. Obviously, I played in the 3-4 before under Coach Bowles, and Coach Betcher and Bowles worked together, so I have a lot of familiarity with the system. It's just all about reaching in that memory bank. Everything I was told to forget, I got to remember again.
Dean, is too much made of the fact that, you know, 3-4, 4-3, I mean, you're multiple anyway. Mm-hmm. Is too much made of the one of the
Yeah, player? Yeah. Obviously, in some sets, it'll be different, but it's no different for the guys in the interior. It's more so for the outside linebackers who are still defensive ends. So, I think people just think about it too much. They put too much into it. It's really no difference at all.
Snacks, how would you describe the overall outlook of the team? New system, new coaches, a lot of new players. What's it like to be out there in this regard?
I mean, obviously, it's a lot of excitement right now because it's new. Everybody's, we all have to learn. It's not like we're coming back and we know everything. So everybody has their thinking caps on. And just knowing that we all don't know anything. So we still got a long way to go. But I like what I see from everybody so far.
Morale and stuff like that?
Oh, it's high. It's high. It's a new staff. You got no choice but to be happy.
What's your sense of the middle linebacker, Ogletree, considering, you're in the middle, he's going to be wrapping lines, directing things. What's your sense of his command?
He come downhill, man. And that's something you can appreciate as a nose tackle and a defensive tackle. That means those centers and those guards, they got to make decisions really fast. If not, he'll be in the defensive backfield. And he's a smart guy. So I'm just excited to get in the actual game with him because I know those guys on the line, they have to respect what he brings to the field. So that should open up a lot for me.
Does it surprise you there's a lot of enthusiasm and optimism about this team, not only outside of Philly, but inside of it, it seems, coming off the season that you guys have come off?
Because I honestly don't think we were what our record was last year. And that's I know it's tough to understand that. Going 3-13, I think what we were, you would expect guys to come back, down on themselves. And, that was just a humbling season for everybody. So, if anybody was on the high horses, they had no choice but to get down now and get back to the drawing board and work all over again, which is a good thing to see.
Damon, we often hear, about the coach talking about communication, mm-hmm. building relationships with the players. Have you noticed, what can you say about the effort that he's made, that the assistants have made? Is it much different than what you've ever experienced?
No. Again, that just goes back to everything being new. You can't be out here making plays without knowing exactly what you're doing and knowing what the guys on side of you, to your left, right, or behind you are doing. So, it's very encouraging that at this point we're all forced to communicate. And I just hope that we just bring that into the season.
What about in the locker room, though? I mean, are guys talking more with each other?
No, I wouldn't say more. It's the same. We've always been good with communicating in the locker room. But again, everything that we do out here, we bring it into the locker room. It's just, we don't just do it out here. We talk ball in the locker room. I mean, every chance we get.
Damon, you skipped some of the voluntary practices. Was that just you taking advantage of your choice, or do you have a reason for it?
I was minding my damn business. Anybody else?
What do you see from Saquon?
The guy can play, man. Saquad, that's what they call him or something like that. I'm just excited. I'm excited to get out there and run in training camp so I can hit his ass. See what he made of. I told him it's not Penn State. He's not going up against Josh Banks in Wake Forest. So, man, the guy's explosive. You can see how they'll use him in the offense, which will be to our benefit.
Have they warned you not to hit him too hard?
Who?
Coaches. They invested a lot.
Hey, man, you get in between them lines, you get the ball in your hand. I don't give a damn what anybody says. It's time to work. So, I don't think we'll be able to hit him too hard, but I'm going to hit his ass.
Damon, can I ask you about the centers? They've been rotating John and Brett together. Can you just talk a little bit about each one and what you've seen from them since you went across from them?
Well, obviously, Jalapio was a guy who was on practice squad last year who worked his butt off. And you can tell the coaching staff likes him a whole lot just because of his aggression. He's a strong guy. And if we're going to be that ground-and-pound team, then I think that plays exactly into his strengths. And, again, he worked his butt off, and he earned the reps that he's getting now. And everybody knows Brett. Brett was starting last year. He brings that toughness and that same type of strength to the line. But he also can move. Jalapio can move, too. So that's an interesting battle that I've been watching myself just to see the guys rotate in and rotate out. So, yeah, I get to watch it firsthand.
How about next to you with B.J. Hill? Obviously, a guy who's got some first-team reps. Your impression of him from the first couple practices?
He can play. He can play, and that's the first thing our defensive line coach told me when I got here. He said, you're going to love 95. He said he can play, so I got out here and I'm watching him. The guy, he's strong, and he has some wiggle to him, and he has some move to him. So that's somebody else who I think with some time and a little more experience would be a dominant player in this league, as well as Dalvin Tomlinson, who I think will take the next step this year.
Do